When I was growing up, I was part of one of those good Roman Catholic families who always had a picture of Jesus on the family room wall. And ours was a very solemn-looking Jesus. He was rather pale and thin and had long, wavy hair and dark, soulful eyes. The background was a plain dark color, but kind of this glow around his head. And the overall effect was of a somewhat sad, serious, and distant man. And since I saw that image nearly every day for the first 18 years of my life, that was the picture I carried in my head of Jesus. And it shaped who I thought he was, which means that I thought of him as a sad, serious, and distant God. Since then, however, I have seen countless images of Jesus, covering all shapes, sizes, colors, and ethnicities. And over the years, I've come to realize that people have pictured Jesus in ways that reflected their own reality, thus providing them with a way to make him more familiar and more accessible. Which explains why one of my favorite depictions of Jesus now is a picture of him entitled Jesus Laughing. And you can see that his head is thrown back laughing in pure joy. And it usually hangs by the door in my office so that I see it when I leave. And I like it because it connects me to his humanity as well as his goodwill. So this face of Jesus is much more meaningful to me than the dark, serious one of my childhood. And it has helped me change my internal image of Jesus so that now I envision him quite differently from how I did as a child. And it would seem that how we picture the face of Jesus is important. For in today's psalm we prayed, "You speak in my heart and say, seek my face. Your face, Lord, will I seek." So we have agreed to a very serious task. And while it may sound like a fairly daunting one, in reality, we promise to do it every time we renew our baptismal covenant. For when the celebrant says, "Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself," everyone says,
"I will."
Oh, please. Really? If you said that, I'd make you start all over again. What do you say?
"I will."
With God's help. There you go. So what we committed to in today's psalm is nothing new, but rather serves as a good reminder of what our mission is, to love and serve others as we love and serve Jesus Christ. So then the question becomes, how do we seek God's face? Is it in the familiar version we've seen all of our lives? Or do we accept the challenge of the baptismal covenant to seek Christ in all persons? For often the problem is that we stick to what's familiar and what's comfortable. We look for Jesus in places and faces we find easy to understand and easy to accept. A mother and child, a group of treasured friends, a family gathering. Those are all scenes where we may easily glimpse the Spirit of God among us. But how about the homeless man on the street corner asking for money? Or the refugees from Syria? Or a gay couple? Or a drug addict? Or someone who is very troubled? What about those people who are different from us? Or who make us uncomfortable? Or who we don't agree with? How do they challenge us to see God's face? And how do we seek Christ in them? Those are hard questions, for in reality, it is much easier to seek Jesus within our own comfort zone. And so a picture of him as a Native American, an Asian, or a homeless person can be disconcerting to our internal image of Jesus. And even though research tells us that he was most likely a small, dark-skinned man, we rarely see him portrayed as such. Instead, we have that blue-eyed, wind-blown Jesus, right? You've all seen him. He looks like he just stepped off the beach at Malibu instead of the deserts of the Middle East. And if that's the image we hold most dear, then it may be difficult to see Christ in the immigrants working in the field or among the tattoos and piercings of the guy in front of us at the coffee shop. For if we limit God to our expectations and freeze our notion of just who Jesus should be, then the possibility of God's grace working freely in and through our lives is limited also. So we must let go of our preconceived notions of when and where and how we might see Jesus and open ourselves to the vast array of God's image and likeness in the world. For God is amazingly creative and full of surprises. And it's often the place that we least expect it that God is most profoundly present. So, when I consider the image of Jesus that I had in my youth, I realize that his distant and serious expression, along with the theology of the church, made me feel not only disconnected to God, but also severely judged by God, which all made me a rather fearful Christian, ever mindful of a God whom I regularly disappointed. Therefore, rather than see Christ in other people, I saw their faults and their shortcomings, because the feeling that I was being harshly judged made me more critical of others. I am ever so thankful then that my image of Jesus has changed, because a laughing, joyful Jesus helps me to embrace my own humanity, both good and bad, and live in a way that is much more accepting of other people. Therefore, as we continue our journey through Lent, and as we plow through the next 8 months of an election year, that's right, it may be worthwhile to ponder our image of Jesus and consider how and where and when we do seek his face. And because it is so much easier to be dismissive and judgmental of others, this is a challenging task, but an important one, as we strive to make what unites us stronger than everything that divides us, and thus be able to work together to serve God in all people, because it said all people, not just some people. So it's important to examine our assumptions, air out our prejudices, and push ourselves to break out of our comfort zones and honestly search for the face of Christ. For as Jesus said in Matthew's gospel, it will be among the sick, the naked, the hungry, the thirsty, the imprisoned, and the stranger that we will find him. And it is among these and all of God's people that we are called to serve. Which means that there is one more thing that we have to think about, which is that while we live and work and pray and serve among others, people will be looking at us, seeking the face of Christ. So then the question becomes, will they see Jesus among us? Amen.